A year after the Common Core education standards were rolled out, supporters and detractors continue to debate their value. But for Maryland teachers, the more rigorous curriculum is a reality they have to accept. In this installment of our series, Common Core, A Work in Progress, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn talks to teachers about the challenges they face this year.
These are the cards we've been dealt, so we're trying to figure out how to get the students to learn these new standards.
I feel like my district really has prepared me because they put a lot of dollars and they put a lot of time and manpower into creating professional development.
Carly Hockman and Kanisha Davenport are Baltimore City teachers. This summer, they both worked in the district office for Baltimore City Schools. Last year, the two attended training sessions on the Common Core standards for math and English language arts, but Hockman says they're still in a learning curve.
Teachers are not ready. We're not 100%. You know, even after a year of implementation.
Hockman, a 12-year classroom veteran and instruction coach at Lakeland Elementary Middle School, says many teachers like the new curriculum, but that doesn't mean they are not frustrated at times.
The hardest thing has just been teachers are exhausted because it's a lot to ask them to do, and it's a lot to ask students to do. So we're trying to find a way to work with these standards and get them to be successful at it without stressing the students out. I think the challenge is taking those standards and seeing them for what they are in paper and making them come to life. There's still a long way to go.
Under Common Core, teachers must go beyond lecturing and giving exams to requiring students to supply evidence for their answers, write about the methods they used, and apply them to real-life situations.
I think it's harder for teachers like myself who've been around for a while. And if you're a new teacher, you don't really have to unlearn all those habits. You're able to just start fresh and they don't know anything different. Whereas a veteran teacher is going to see the differences. They're going to have to do something different than what they're used to.
Kanisha Davenport, a pre-K teacher at Edgewood Elementary, says the same thing is true for new learners. Her students did well last year because they hadn't been exposed to any other curriculum. But as for her,
my instruction has changed a great deal because we have to cover more skills. So there's not a lot of downtime at all that you would expect to have in pre-K. Years ago, you would have time where they can rest, you know, maybe just playing, but now the play is learning through play. So we have to maximize every instructional moment.
So they don't get naps?
No, there's no naps. Learning all day.
But her students don't always think they're learning because they work in small groups and use props like balls and Legos in lessons under Common Core. Davenport says the Common Core standards may be a bit much for such young students, but overall, she thinks the changes are best for them, even if it creates more work for teachers.
It's no longer just a one-size-fits-all type of thing. It's a what is student A, B, C, and D need. And if student A, B, C, and D need four different things, then that's what I have to come up with.
This summer, more than 3,500 teachers, such as Prince George's County Elementary teacher Paula Zeller, attended the state's Common Core training sessions at various sites. She says she still struggles with the new math standards.
I definitely need more training, but I think it's going to take a few years for teachers to really feel comfortable with it and understand it themselves and learn how to teach it.
Hockman agrees and adds,
we need time to be uncomfortable in that space of learning these new standards. We need time to be collaborating with each other. We need more time to lesson plan. This year was a great year of practice with that and really figure out what the meat of it is. So we need everything.
State officials say they will provide more training and estimate it will take 3 to 5 years for teachers to feel truly confident with the new standards. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.